Flanagan was in this morning and told me of his conversation with you. I wanted to tell you that, as you know, Schultz doesn't get back, Wilbur, till next Thursday night. And And so we're going to meet. They're going to have a cabinet meeting Friday and get a real report, and I'll have him. And incidentally, when he gets back, I want him to report to you, too, so that and I'll get him. So if you let me know where you're going to be Friday, I'll have him come.
I'll be here in town.
Good. Now, with regard to the thing, I wanted to say to you that as far as the tax thing is concerned, I've been kicking the Treasury in the butt, and I've we would be ready. We're I don't want you to think that there's any thought on our part of trying to filibuster wait on the tax thing, because we've got, I think we've got ours pretty much wrong. We've got a two or three, as a result of your and my conversations, two or three provisions, different provisions that when Schultz testifies, he'll present. You remember, I told you we were going to go ahead on the parochial, that we were going to go ahead on the property tax for the elderly one.
Yes.
And you remember you raised the point of the minimum tax.
Yes.
Well, I'm having them work on that, and because I know that that's a problem, and I just, you're welcome to say that they are working on that.
Okay.
Now, the other point is that the trade thing, though, I wanted to confirm, which I didn't, Pete said, the trade thing, I consider linked inextricably to what George has now begun to negotiate abroad. In other words, if we don't follow up with trade fast or as quickly as we can, then the monetary thing is not going to have the substance behind it and the backing that we need. And so it's very important, if we could and if you could do it, that we move on the trade legislation.
Let's work it out this way.
So that we don't do it. But I just want to be clear to you that we're not trying to push off the tax thing. We want that too. But the trade thing, I think, is the first priority at the moment.
All right, now let's work it out this way. We go through the 19th on our public witnesses.
This is on tax.
That's right.
Right.
19th of the month, April. Then we take off that night. I think we come back on the 30th.
Right, that's Easter.
Right. The 30th of April.
Right. In other words, Easter's late this year. That's Easter recess. Right.
Now, if George could testify that day.
On trade.
That's right. No, on taxes.
Oh, yeah, he wanted to testify on taxes.
I think he should, and then we can use that as an excuse, plus the urgency of the other matter.
Right.
To say that we're laying aside going into executive session, and we'll begin our hearings on trade on the 1st of May, I guess, would be after the 30th of April.
In other words, you would want him to testify on the tax thing on the 30th.
Well, Eddie Cohen told me that he thought they were ready. Now, he's leaving, of course.
Yeah, but, well, I think, I haven't...
I'd like to complete...
I would like to be able to say that I don't know what George could do there, but your point is that you would like him to testify on taxes on the 30th and then lay it aside and then go into trade.
That's right. He can come back the next day.
And then your people would work on the tax thing yourself.
We'll work out trade before we go back into taxes.
Mm-hmm.
I do need you to say, I think, Mr. President, that this is a matter of urgency or something.
Right. Well, I do say that. I would say this, that I consider both very important.
Yes.
But I consider this urgent because we have to get this, because this involves American jobs, it involves the stability of the dollar, it involves, balance payments, all those things. But, I mean, for the average person, what he's interested in are those jobs.
Right.
It involves our jobs, it involves our...
Take-home pay,
cost of living, everything else.
Yeah.
I'm sorry it doesn't affect food prices. If you've got any schemes on that, let me know.
I wish we could do something about that.
If we could do something about that without hurting farmers, I wish we could, but I don't
think...
You know,
our clothing prices are going up. I don't know whether they're telling you or not, but my people who are in the Far East buying suits and dresses and things like that now tell me that they just cannot supply us.
Is that right?
That's what they tell me, and we don't have the supply here at home.
Well, I guess the world's just getting richer. That's the problem. You know, everybody's got the money now, and it's costing. You know, I was looking at the figures for inflation for the other countries, and it's interesting to note that the British are at 7. We're at 3.7 right now, and the British are at 7.6. The Germans are at 6. The Japanese are 6 or 5 or 6, and the French are 6. So we're doing better than others, but that isn't good enough because of the food thing.
They don't expect us to maintain that rate, you see.
Yeah, I know.
There's one thing I suggest. involved in it. Mm-hmm. And if we could get $20 to $30 billion of that money flowing back in here, it would have a tremendous impact on our balance payment.
Right. I see. All right. I'll remember when he gets back talking, but you be sure to hit him with it on Friday. Now, one other thing. I want to have a bipartisan legislative leaders meeting, and if you could mention this, if you would, to whenever you see them, the speaker and report. But I on trade. But I think what you would like, would you like to have the bipartisan meeting first, or the testimony first, or which?
I'd like to have the bipartisan meeting first. I think.
In other words, why don't we say then that we will? Let me just take a look. What is the date you'd want to? May.
I think that on April 30.
April 30.
Marginal tax reform.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can say that this other matter is so urgent.
Mm-hmm.
And two, I think the American public should have an opportunity of digesting what the Treasury is recommending before we go into.
Now, this is you'd like a bipartisan meeting on Tuesday the 1st, then, would you? How'd that be?
That's the date he would come in now with a trade. If you want to do it that morning early.
Yeah.
Or you could do it.
No, what I was thinking is have the
I think the afternoon of the 30th would be better.
Yeah, well, you know how hard it is to get anybody around Monday. Well, I guess they'd be around. We could either, if he's going to testify, you mean he'd be testifying for your committee on Tuesday?
On Tuesday on trade.
Yeah, but so you'd rather have a bipartisan meeting. Well, I'll tell you, if we do a bipartisan meeting, we'll do it at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that'd be fine. Now, I can make the announcement, you see, the 19th before we leave.
Yeah.
That we are going to hear him on the 30th, then immediately go into trade on the 1st of May.
Mm-hmm.
I can work it out.
Right. Well, okay, it sounds all right to me. I don't know whether he'll, I'll have to get him prepared on the taxes on the 30th and the other in the 1st.
Eddie Cohen told me that they were prepared done that.
Right.
Respects.
Fine.
I don't know whether they paid
okay.
you or not.
Right. Well, I've made all the decisions on the tax already myself. But I told them, to get all the law together. That's a little hard.
You and I know we can't go into many areas. There's no area.
Listen, we all know what a lot of this is gobbledygook and facade, but there are a few good things we can do, and we ought to do those.
Say that tomorrow.
Right.
I'm going to be on Meet the Press.
Right, and we want to do the good things, the things that really mean something and in the way of reform.
May I say this, that in conversation with you, I found you as determined to, in your second term, energize and activate the domestic situation as you have been in your first 4 years of the international.
Absolutely. We've got to continue to work on the foreign as well, but in the terms of the domestic thing, that we've got great challenges here, and that we want to get the in terms of the domestic economy, and also you can point out that there's such a very close relationship between the foreign and the domestic, because a strong domestic economy is essential, a strong dollar is essential if we're going to play a role, and the right kind of a trade policy affects all of our foreign things, so it's all tied in together. We can talk all we want about, changing the value of the dollar, and we can talk all we want about tariffs and the rest, and unless this economy of ours is productive, the American workers are productive, we're not going to be able to compete with the rest of the world. So I think the continuation of our foreign initiatives is dependent upon some very strong, vigorous actions on the domestic side.